Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fergie Jenkins. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Money. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting seventh. The DH, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Dillard moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. Dillard moves to third. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dillard scores. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. Scott moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hobson moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Joshua reaches third base with a triple. Bernie Carbo now playing right field. Fred Lynn now playing center field. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Joshua scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from Montgomery to Dillard and they have Wolford trapped. The throw over to Scott, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Money moves to third. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Money scores. Cooper moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Money hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dillard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dillard moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Caldwell covering, for the out. Dillard moves to third. Rice moves to second. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dillard scores. Rice scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a line drive into left field. Money settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a pop-up for an out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Yount steals second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-1 in the game. Montgomery hits a line drive into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn moves to second. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got four RBIs. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-2 in the game. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burleson strikes out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dillard for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sakata hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Moore hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Jenkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got four RBIs. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wolford. Scott reaches second base with a double. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Hobson moves to second. Sam Hines now pitching. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-3 in the game. Montgomery hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott tags and scores. Hobson tags and moves to third. Carbo tags and moves to second. One out. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lynn is walked intentionally. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hobson scores. Carbo moves to third. Lynn moves to second. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Denny Doyle pinch hits for Steve Dillard. Bob McClure now pitching. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata fields it and throws to second for the out. Carbo scores. Lynn moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Denny Doyle now playing second base. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wolford strikes out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Money hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Brewers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-4 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with McClure covering, for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got four RBIs. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 3 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Jim Wynn pinch hits for Len Sakata. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Len settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.